Aleishu Chelek Aleph Reish Tes, the third chapter. Kol mitzvah is alusi uchnisa l'secholam shel kedusha. Every mitzvah is a growth and another step inwards towards a world of kedusha. Veloy rak hasechet tzrich lizalus. Not only the mind has to grow, ela ha'adam kuloy, the whole person, al kol kuchos nafsho v'gufo, including all of his psychological and physical forces. When we approach this task of drawing near to us, Torah and Mitzvos, they shouldn't stay on the outside, they shouldn't stay superficial. We have to specifically draw near the body and its appetites and desires. It is the polar opposite of Kedusha. That's the main opponent of growth, the main obstacle. So how can then one ignore it, neglect it, and leave it distant from the Torah? Preparation for Torah mitzvahs is not just concentrating on that, on the act that we're going to do, which is what we discussed in the previous chapter. Also the idea of pius aguf. The word appeasement of the body, the term doesn't quite capture it. To appease it, to satisfy it. He'll explain, the rest of the chapter is devoted to this notion. In brackets, uvedabrenu atam al aguf. From this point on, as we speak about the body, we mean it in a broad sense. Kavanasenu regesh lamidois. We also mean to include emotions, midois ulechol hatchunis amukois. All the deep properties that we anticipate may interfere in avodas Hashem. So we're talking about preparation, and particularly pius aguf. Inyan ze shel hachana, this concept of preparation of the body, mevuyar midrashus Ran. The Ran explains it in his drashes at Rosh Hashani. Bedabrui al matamim shebikesh Yitzchak me'Esav kedei shebahem. He's speaking about the delicacies that Yitzchak asked Esav to prepare in order that he should bless him. Even though the Ran is speaking about preparation for Nevoah, that Yitzchak had to have these delicacies for whatever reason, in preparation for prophecy, the idea that the Ran proposes is relevant also for preparation to a mitzvah. And here's the quotation. What I think the answer is as follows. When the spirit of prophecy does not come by itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi, when the Navi has to pursue it, it's not coming to him, and he wants to now capture Nevoah, it can only be attained when the Navi completely subjugates his nature, all his tendencies and nature, so that the soul should become one and dominant, and be able to attain that information. Human nature opposes us. It's not easy to subjugate those tevoim. As he battles with his nature in order to attain nevoah, it's not possible for the soul to achieve that solitude, that oneness which is necessary in opposition to the body. And that's why it requires that Navi should do something to satisfy his human nature, so that the body should agree to the nefesh, detaching itself to some extent, and stop interfering. V'ze al derech, it's in the same vein as the statement of Chazal, Tenu Sheichad le'Samael. Chazal may use this expression, particularly with regard to the Sa'ir la'Azazel, the goat that's used on Yom Kippur, to bribe the Satan. This was common, it seems, he says. It seems to be common among the Nevi'im. Adish Omar Amatziah le'Amois. So that we find, for example, the king Amatziah saying to the prophet Amois, Lech berach lecha eretz Yehuda. Go, flee to the land of Yehuda. Ve'echol sham lechem ve'sham tinobei. Eat bread and there you will prophesy. You see that Amatziah bound these two together because that was a practice. Kloimar, sham tikach doir roinois behinab echa. So that's the idea that you're using from the run. Avodas Hashem, now here's the elaboration of this, and the author says, Avodas Hashem mechaves esanu levater al harbe ratzonos. Avodas Hashem obligates us to forego many desires, uleigamel mishus libenu b'midah rabah, and to wean ourselves off of whims and certain desires and things that we feel like or we want to. Of course, that's part of it. Limud Torah derish hizraksus atzuma. Learning Torah requires tremendous concentration. Sharitzarich adam shi'einav veliboy ve'oznav mechovenu dvarei Torah. His eyes and his heart and his ears should be focused on the words of Torah. He's quoting the Sifri. Zeh derish milchamei maguf. So to a certain extent, doing battle with the body is necessary. To some extent, that must be done. A person has to fight against distracting things. He has to force himself to look at certain things and hear certain things and avoid the whims and desires that constantly distract him. So there is a certain element of doing battle with the body. Ulam, however, lo yitamid ani yicholim lechem gufenu. It's not always possible to constantly wage this war. Ki be'eis ilachamoy, again, he's quoting the run. If the person is trying to overcome these desires, that's the battle we're speaking about, it's very difficult then to also achieve the necessary solitude and peace of mind for nevoah or tefillah or mitzvah, whatever it is. She'ani gud lateva hamatzik umofer baze. Lachein doreshes aliyah lo rak milchama im haguf. And therefore, growth requires not just battle with the body, elagam piyus aguf. It requires that one satisfy the body. Yesoid zen, this fundamental idea, koiver harbe behis nagus eshel tamid chacham. It determines a lot about the conduct of a tamid chacham. It's an important principle that determines much of the way that a tamid chacham functions on a day-to-day basis. Reishiskol. First and foremost, yimana ha-tamid chacham mikol isnakshus miyuteres im teva'am. Tamid chacham will avoid any unnecessary conflict with his nature. Miyuteres, if it's unnecessary, there's no point in waging unnecessary battles. So we avoid it. For example, hu echel bazman, he eats on time. V'yashen deitzoko, he sleeps sufficiently. If a person doesn't eat sufficiently or sleep sufficiently, then it's an additional battle which is not, it's not necessary, it's not essential. Similarly, humakpid al levushoy shiyeh mesudar, he insists that he should be dressed neatly. Ve'einu maznech es gufoy v'sluch ha'vitzav, he does not neglect his body and just in general tidiness. Lo yimipnei shu mashveh lezeh lechol zeh erech atzmi, not necessarily because he attributes to this great significance in and of itself. Ela shezo yeh hachana rishona l'avodasoy, it's because this is preparation for the avodah, to be organized, to be sufficiently satiated and rested. Meidach, and again, yimana mikol girui shel tavos ratzonos, he avoids any unnecessary stimulation of desires, which again will distract him. So if it's unnecessary, he avoids it. Hu mishtadel shelo liros peritzus, because if a person is sitting in a situation where pritzus is available, again, it's another distraction. One has to then fight again with the body, not to look, not to try and be drawn into that. So rather try bichlal, not to see it, to be in an environment where that doesn't play a role. Uvoicher bisviva shketa, he chooses a quiet environment, same reasoning. Uvizman asiyas mitzvah, that was all about preparation, but at the time of doing the mitzvah, lo yishkach es teva'av, he doesn't forget his nature. L'roi says it's more kilo malach, to see himself as a malach. Kol kavanasot yeh lekadesh es haguf, the intention should be to sanctify the body. U'leshatef es hadvarim b'avodas Hashem, to combine, to use his human nature in avodas Hashem. Hu ma'azin lizguvoy es teva'av al mitzvah. In general, he listens, he's attentive to how his human nature responds to the mitzvah. How damaging, how harmful for an Oved Hashem is ignoring his human nature. Who are made by tefillah? Here's a scenario. A person is davening. All sorts of alien thoughts completely confuse him and throw him off and distract him. Who misametz, he says, he might just try brute force. Misnoer, shockling, machiach atzmo lechaven, forcing himself to concentrate on the words. V'acharei kama milim shel tefila, shuv matridei sezeh machshavos ve'en minu. So just a few words later, it doesn't take long. Sentence or two later, once again, he's distracted by the thoughts, by the imagery. Ya'amoid na rega v'isbonen. The counsel here, the advice is to stop for a moment and to reflect. Meheichan nevim kol hadimyonos. Where do these images stem from? Ma'u ha'matrid es tefilas. What is really distracting him? Is it something that hasn't been satisfied? Like we said before, is it ga'ava she'ina? Is it a sense of ga'ava that doesn't allow himself to submit himself to Hashem's will and to daven with that in mind? Yes, let him reflect for a moment. Let him try and see the reality, not just the immediate image that's distracting him, whatever it is, the thought about the meeting or the phone call, whatever it is, but the deep source, why am I not able to concentrate? Lo yisalem, not to ignore. V'igaleh ha'nekuda levlicheis. He must discover that point without fear, must be brutally honest. Why is it that he cannot concentrate? Gilui kaze einu na'im. It's not a pleasant sensation to discover these things. Bifrat b'shas ha'tfilah, especially when davening. Lemashal, for example, yitzterech adam l'ades l'atzma. The person will have to admit to himself, it's gava that distracts his kavanah, not the actual thoughts that are constantly running through his mind about the meeting and about the document he has to sign and the contract. Those are the manifestations of gava. Shagava eina moida klal betzoshu siyata lishmaya. Because of his gava, he doesn't feel the need siyata lishmaya. He's doing it. It's his initiative and his business acumen that has made him his fortune, and therefore he doesn't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal. And Mimele, while he's davening, what runs through his mind is a phone call and the contract and the meeting. That's the point. Harigilui kaze eno na'im. To make such a discovery about oneself is not a pleasant thing. Aval kesheloi nis'ale mimenu v'ramod alav. When we don't ignore it, when a person really ascertains that this is really why I'm struggling to concentrate, rak as nuchal agel isbatlus amukav amitzit v'nei Hashem. It's only then that a person can reach a true submission to Hashem's will. But tefillah inenu magishim kulanu bateva matzik. In davening, we all sense this at least once in a while. This, again, the words of the Rambam, distracting nature. V'nei ma'u hadachef usanu be'est limudeinu lehafsik latzeis ulisbatel. During learning, what is it that pushes us to stop, to leave the room, to chat? What's there during the limud? Why is it so difficult to concentrate during birkas hamazon, which is all of 3 minutes? Afshi midei raisa, it's a brocha midei raisa. Haloi kol echad margish. Everyone senses, he says, ki bishmonese hu matzliach harbe yos lechaven. He manages to concentrate much better than birkas hamazon. Afshi midei rabbanan. Hameisim level is, again, a person who tries to trace this down to the source, halo ir'eh b'chush, can tangibly see, she, as Chazal put it, ein adam moired b'akadosh b'chol mitoch sviyah. A person, there's a sense of rebellion when we are satiated. A person's had a full meal, there's a sense of rebellion. A person's not as attached to HaKadosh B'chol. Ashe al zeh b'tzivui meforash b'tera. That's why the Torah gives an explicit instruction. Keivan shetiyu echlim usveim. Be careful, take note that when you've eaten to your full, yishamru lachem shelotiv atu. Beware not to kick, not to... And that's why after eating, it's difficult to concentrate. V'hinei mizel uirigish bakoshi em yochad lichavin bisfilos Rosh Hashanah. These are more examples of the same thing. The difficulty of davening on Rosh Hashanah. Uvatzbanus ayetera matridatu davka az. The additional, unusual nervousness that afflicts him davka then. Umay ha'adishus v'atardema u'machshev z'chata'im. Why the apathy and the sleepiness and the thoughts of sin hanoflos alav davka b'yitzumo shel yom ha'kippurim? Halo yimamash, kol ha'she tigdal kudosh ha'seim. The holier the day, yigdalu ha'ksheim. The more difficult it is because of these. Another example, v'ha'atzvus ha'memal'a lev adam davka before Shabbos v'yom tov. The feelings of melancholy that fill our heart, davka, just as about Shabbos is to come in or Yom Tov. The cheerfulness that suddenly starts, Davka, Erev Tisha B'Av, a person feels full of energy and full of the fatigue that we feel, Davka, when we need to run to a mitzvah, these are all examples of the same thing. From these disruptions of one's nature in big things, we can come to analyze these disruptions in easier mitzvahs, in inverted commas. Let's ask ourselves, again, a person when he's by himself does not need to announce this to the whole world, but to honestly ask himself, have we ever recited the Shema with a true Kabbalas oil? Did these words of the Shema actually penetrate all the way into our being? So that all our parts, the body and all the midois, have they all accepted the truth that Hashem Elokeinu? Did we commit ourselves through a clear understanding that we will love Hashem also with a Yetzirah? Yeah? That's what he's hinting to. So when we say those words, mamash, did we accept it completely that even the Yetzirah, the gam kishzi yalelenu bimserus nefesh, v'chol nafshecha, did we accept it that even if it would cost me my life, the gam kishzi yalelenu kesef, v'chol me'oidecha, one pshat me'oidecha, with your mamoin, to what extent does a person accept it? V'emrenu b'chol nafshecha, to make the point clearer, we say, this is the kavana that the Sforim speak about when we say, with all your soul, yeah? We would give up our lives, al kiddush Hashem, that if it came to that, that's the kavana, bechol nafshecha, like Rabbi Akiva, the famous statement when he was giving up his own life for kiddush Hashem. Naskim lechach bechefetz lev, so we have that kavana. But here comes the great riddle. When we think that perhaps today, let me learn the Seder without interruption. Surely, that's asking a lot less than to be burned alive at the stake. Do we have that total commitment? Just like if it had to come to it, if it was demanded of me to renounce my Yiddishkeit, no, b'chol nafshecha, I would give my life. So what about, do you have the same commitment to learn without interruption? He says in brackets, ha-kurek yashma al-verzoi. Person reads the Shema in this way, meaning sheloi li-yisalei mi-teva'av. Again, not to ignore one's teva, not to brush over it. Yivachach lius, he will see clearly, ki leharig al kiddush Hashem hu yaskim. He would give up his own. Mamash, without doubt, we know this Jew, meaning ourselves, give up his life al kiddush Hashem. Ulelimud sh'oisat sufot b'yefzek, yosemi mashubah, to learn some additional time beyond what he's accustomed to, ein teva'al maskim mishum ofin. His body will not agree. No. Remember, clear. As surprising as it is. This disquisition, this whole explanation shows us that it's imperative lefayesa tevaim kedesh eskim abadizim. It's necessary to gradually be mefayes, to satisfy one's teva so that it agrees, it joins in our voida. Uvaru, it's clear, ki derech zoi, this approach, shalul yisrael min haguf, not to ignore the body, ela lasim leiv elav begishten lekei mitzvois, dafka to pay attention, particularly when you're about to fulfill mitzvois, it'll bring us to a completely different direction in Avodah. It's a mamash revelation of this chapter. It's just a totally different way of doing mitzvahs. Zeh ha-mekayem mitzvahs. This person, the one who hasn't learned this, and doesn't fulfill this, he's fulfilling mitzvahs. U'migufoy u'tevav in yadei me'umah. He knows nothing about his guf and his teva. He's doing it. His avoida seems to him the obligation of a godly instruction and tzidkus is a tzaddik. A person who does pay attention to his teva, he's aware of his body. Like we said, reading the Shema, for example, in that way. Ve'ne'elatz lehabit, and he's forcing himself to gaze. L'sechto meshel merit b'itavakshenus. He forced himself to look into himself and see the abyss of rebellion and lack of will and stubbornness. Beshum oifen en yacholi ois tzidkus b'avodah. He will not see his avodah anymore, his tzidkus. He's not a great tzaddik anymore. Elechach gadol, you understand? It's an echach. It's an imperative. I have to do the avodah g'deila l'ilechim gufo. It's a tremendous avodah to wage battle with the body when necessary, and also to appease and avoid unnecessary conflict with the body, and to reach a state where the body is committed. Harei shnei shelavim. So we've discussed two steps, two stages. Milchama im atzmoi ufiyus gufo. The first one, war, which is sometimes necessary to force oneself, and piyus gufo, to ensure that the body is appeased and thereby combines it in the avoda. Veshalav neisaf yishno b'zeh. There's another level which is much higher. Ashrei mi shezocheh lav. Alevai, we should reach such a thing. Kizeu hamekuveh b'avodah zeh, because that's the ultimate hope that you have in this type of avoda. And the final stage is shaguf yeskim mitoch simcha lekiyum mitzvah, that the body should join with joy in the mitzvah. Venatzliach lavi gam es tivei haguf l'yisalus. So that the person manages to bring the body also to grow over here. The body not just is mefuyas, but is happy and joins in the mitzvah. Huash amu chazal. So one source is in chazal, semach b'chu b'yaldusecha, and chazal comment, ad kan l'divrei tira. So the word is semach b'chu, yeah, semach. V'rashi sham kosev semach b'talmudecha, lemoid misimcha v'tuv levav, to learn out of joy, re'e b'mavol shazer. We saw all of that in the introduction to the sham. Belimud kaseh, when a person reaches that type of limud, misachadim koyechoyes asechel ve'aguf, the body's forces combine with those of the mind, likanes biyachad esecholam tira, and together they enter into the world of Terror. Onwards, koyechoyes haguf umidoyes bilti metukanois mafim lahakara sichlis. Again, the body's appetites and bad midoyes interfere in one's intellectual work. They bias one, they prejudice one in certain ways. That's known to all intellectuals, to all philosophers, that's understood. Chidusham shel chachmei Yisrael mibeis midrash shel Avraham Avinu. But the chidush of the Torah, drawing, you know, starting from Avraham Avinu, his insight. Shel chochma amitis magim rak al yedei kedushas haguf. That true wisdom can be attained only when the body is kadosh. Lechochma zaka uvrura, to reach a clear wisdom sheba meshutaf asechel mechush, with the mind to works together with the chush. This is the point that you made in the previous paragraph. Isa b'vereshisa b'reish v'yera. So the Midrash comments, u'mivesari echeze eloika. It quotes the pasuk in Iyov, if I'm not mistaken, it's chapter Yud Tes. U'mivesari echeze eloika. From my flesh, asi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midrash says, ilulei shasisiken. It's like Avraham speaking. Had I not done this, the Bris Mila, meheichan haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu niglalei. From where would HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to me? And then the pasuk says, v'yera elav Hashem. Hashem appeared to Avraham. That's a midrash. Chazal dikdeku b'lishonam. Chazal use the words very carefully. Shelomu keitzad haya kadosh b'nigla alai. They didn't say, how would a kadosh b'nigla appear to me? Elo meheichan, from where? Klomar, hagilui ba le'avam yivin l'rashalim, davka mitoch kedusha seguv el edem ila. That revelation of Hashem, which we see at the beginning of Vayera, came to Avraham Avinu specifically because he attained a kedusha of the body through the mila. Shegam haguf yishtet b'gilui. He managed to reach that level. The body also participated. V'zeh nifla. So that's the third level. Mas'as nafshenu einena rak lefes haguf. Our yearning is not just to appease the body. Ela gam lekadshoi, to raise it, to sanctify it, to elevate it. Lehargish noyam ruchani baguf al yedei kiyum mitzvos. So that the body should sense a pleasantness in kiyum mitzvos, not only the neshama. Velafoich ruchanius pulos haguf keachila ushtiyah v'chote b'zeh. And to transform physical activities like eating, drinking, etc. into ruchanius. That's that ultimate level. Al kegoin zemu chazal. It's in this vein that Chazal make many statements. For example, kol hamivi doiroin letamid chacham ki lukim bikurin, from Ksubois. The person brings a gift to Tamid Chacham is as if he brought bikurin. Or, v'amenasech yayin usakono shel Tamid Chacham. The person who pours wine, gives wine to a Tamid Chacham ki lukim nesachim. It's as if he brought a nesach in the base of Midrash from Yayman. Ki zehu inyan ha-kedusha shen yicholim lasig. That's the kedusha that a Jew can attain. Lahafoich gashmiz to ruchanius, to transform gashmiz into ruchanius. תלמיד חכם מדינה דגמרה הוא מי שזכה למדרגה זה. תלמיד חכם הוא ב-level of the Gemara. What the Gemara defines the תלמיד חכם is somebody who earns this level. שכל מה שבא לי שעושה אל עצר גופו, anything that comes into his orbit and into his body, נהפך לגינה רוחנית, it's transformed. Everything is raw materials. Once it comes into his orbit, into his body, it becomes a קניין רוחני. שממנו הוא שאב כוח לעבוד הזה. From that he draws power, draws strength. ואיזה אבוידה, הכרס חסדי השם, חוכמה סוי. That's at level. לא כל אדם מגיע לזה. Needless to say, not every person reaches this. אולם ראוי לדעת, at least we should know, it's appropriate to know, כי זהו מצבוי האמיתי של האדם. That's the true state of human being. בהגיעוי למדרגה זוי של קדושה סגוף, when a person reaches this level, that the body is קדוש, הוא מסלבש את הצלם אלוקים הקדוש. That's when the person has, fullest extent, the צלם אלוקים, השאלם נאמר, regarding which, the pasuk says in כסבוי, וראו כל עמי הארץ, כי שם השם נקרא לך. The nations will see that Hashem's name is upon you, ויראו ממך. והסימן והאמצעי להגיד לך, the sign and also the means to reach it, הם התפילין שבראש, למי שזכה. Obviously, not everyone reaches this. Furthermore, ומה מאוד יש לסבונן בווידוי הגדול של יום הכיפורים? One should reflect deeply on the וידוי of יום כיפור, אשר הוא בוי נתקן אשר קלקלנו גופנו דרך עתינו. When one looks at this, it's astonishing. The majority of it is about the body, about spoiling the קדושה of the body through חטאים. על חייד שחדה מפרח באימוץ הלב, the heart, בביטוי ספוסיים, the lips uttered things, בגילוי הרעיוס, obviously, בדיבור פה, the mouth, בהור הלב, בבידוי פה, בחויזק יד, בטיפשוס פה, בתאומה ספוסיים, בחפש שייחד, that's the palm, בלשון הרע, the tongue was degraded through speech, בנטייס גורין, בסיכור עין, the eye looked certain places, בשיח סיף סייסני, the lips, בעיניים רמויז, the eyes looked again, באזוס מיצח, בצרוס עין, בקדוס רויש, בקשוס ערף, בריצס רגליים להרע, the feet take one, one's legs take one to various places, בצומס יד, בסימוי ליבב. It's all about the body. And לאומה סייס, בריקס השיר מייסד השיר הסעברים. בריקס השיר is really founded on the opposite of this idea, that when one's limbs are holy, אילופינו מלא שירה קיים. If our mouths were full of שירה, like the סיעול שיננו, again, parts of the body, הטנג רינה כמוין גלב וכו'. אין אנחנו מספיקים להודע סליחה וכו'. על כן איבורים שפילגתם לנו, we dive into Hashem, therefore the limbs that you gave us, ורוח ונשמה שפחת בפינו, הן הם ידעו וברכו, כי כל פה לך יודע, again, the mouth, וכל אשר לך שישבה, the tongue, וכל ברך לך שיחה, every knee will kneel before you, וכל קומה לפניך יש לך ואיבון will bend before you, וכל לבבויס יראוך, וכל קרב וכליוס יזמו לשמך, כל עצמו יישא איתו מה אנשים יחמוך, מה בוינס. This is that opposite level of what we said in the vidui. ואין כל זה מליצויס, these are not just mere figures of speech. זוי קדושס ישראל, that's the level of קדושס ישראל, שהמצוויס מצרפויס ומקדשס זה גוף. The מצוויס purify and sanctify the body, עד שכל התנועה מהווה שירה. To the point where every gesture is a song of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whole ever of Hashem, and every limb serves Hashem. Finally, al ha'avois nema ki hein hein ha'merkava, Chazal commented that the avois ha'kadoshim, they are the merkava, they're like the chariot of Hashem, she'yu tamid b'chol gufam b'matzav zeh. It means that they were constantly in this state, where every gesture was really a mitzvah, it was all Hashem shamayim, the body was kadosh. על מוישה רבינו עליו השלום מספרים חזל, חזל תלס, it's a midrash, שנשמסוי לא רצתה לעזוב את גופו הקדוש. His נשמה refused to leave his holy body. שאמרה, ריבונו של עולם, ידע שאני שאתה אלוקי כל הרוחות וכולי, התארגיתי את הקדוש ברוך הוא, ואתה ברסני ואתה יצרתני, you created me, ואתה נשאתני בגופו של מושך, גוף חף שנה, you placed me in this body of מוישה, 400 years, ועכשיו יש גוף טהור בעולם יסים בגופו של מושך, is there any entity holier and more pure than the body of מוישה וכולי? לכן אני אוהב את עשו ואיני רוצה לצאת ממנו. I love this body and I do not wish to leave it. ואף כשהקדוש ברוך הוא יבטיח לנשמה, the midrash goes on to say that even though הקדוש ברוך הוא promised the נשמה of מוישה, שיעלה או יסע לשמי השמיים העליונים, will bring the נשמה to the highest levels, עמדה בשלה, it insisted, הניחני בגופו של משה, no, leave me in the body of מוישה, that's greater. עד שנטלה הקדוש ברוך הוא מנשיק הספה, to the point where הקדוש ברוך הוא had to take it מנשיק הספה. כל הקדושים והראשונים והאחרונים, כל הקדושים והראשונים והאחרונים, all the קדושים that the Jewish people have produced, early and late, Zachu kol echad ledarga mishelo b'kedushas haguf. The earned levels, whatever the level was in kedushas haguf. Anachnu, as for us, ulai ve'ulai rega b'chaim nizkeh l'hagashat hazeh. Perhaps we'll earn a moment in our lifetime of such a sensation, of some kedusha in the body. It's worthwhile to live 120 years for such a moment. Then we know truly what is kedusha and what is tera. Adkan.